G'day guys, and welcome to the Coach Mark Carroll podcast. Today, I wanted to do an episode around sleep, and more specifically, a bedtime routine. So what this is obviously a routine, having some structure, which you do repeatedly each night before bed. And people often refer to this as something like their sleep hygiene. And, you know, I personally just like bedtime routine. But this idea here is to help obviously promote quality sleep, a deeper sleep, and more of a repetitive structure. So you're basically doing this each night where you don't even have to think, and you're setting yourself up for a big, positive, energized next day. And the best way to often do that, to set yourself up for a good day the next day, is to help doing positive things before you go to sleep that day before. So you do positive things before you go to sleep, then it can help promote a better sleep. So you wake up feeling energized to then crush the next day. Now, a lot of this stuff, it's funny, I used to talk about a lot more a fair few years ago when I was, I guess, working with clients in the gym, more face-to-face and stuff like that. And the clients I've been working with the last few years have been a bit more high level in a way, I guess. So they have, I guess, kind of been really on top of all of this stuff. But just naturally, when you're, I guess, coaching somewhat different people, you don't touch on certain things that I think are really, really valuable. And the bedtime routine is something I talk a lot about in my challenges, in some of my guidebooks, the education. And so I just wanted to go over a few of these keys, because I think it's really useful for, you know, many reasons. Good sleep has been shown to help with things like, obviously, your mood and energy levels, but also things like hunger levels. So good sleep has been shown to help lower the level of your hunger hormone ghrelin, and it also helps increase the level of your satiety hormone leptin. So basically, when you're having poor sleep, or also associated with poor sleep, things like high stress, is often you're more hungry, you're less satiated. So just having good sleep can obviously then in turn help drive in dietary adherence. So you're more likely to stick to something, say in a calorie deficit, when you're not as hungry. Likewise, if you're having good sleep and you're feeling energized and you wake up feeling great, if you're training in early in the morning, you're probably more likely to go jump out of bed positively and get your gym session done. Or again, you know, it has that downflow kind of effect of, you know, you jump out of bed feeling energized, you feel a bit more positive on aspects of your life, you feel like getting out there more, trying more things, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So more we can find little wins in our life, the better, because those wins generally have an ability to stack up and carry over to other aspects of our life. Just like when we're feeling stressed out and down, that then sadly plays a factor in the good things in our life. So the more ways that we can help us feel better, feel energized, you know, obviously a big win. So I want to just make this really quick hitter. Today's Friday here in Australia. So I just wanted to give you a bit of a quick hitter. So pretty simple. What we don't do before we go to bed is try and promote a bit more calm in our life. So trying to lower our stress hormones. So stress hormones, I think I recently did a podcast a week or so ago around how stress can be a good thing. But when we have stress, stress allows us to help create adaptation. So training is a stressor, but it's a positive stressor. But what we want to do before bed is lower our stress hormones. So things like cortisol, we want to lower cortisol before bed. Lowering stress, lowering the stress hormone, lowering cortisol will then help promote a deeper sleep. So a quick little kind of 10-second rundown is we have our autonomic nervous system, which is basically a balance between a stress state and a calm state. So when we're in training, we're promoting that stress state. We want that. But when we're outside training, going to bed at night, we don't want to be in a stress state. So those stress hormones, we want to be not producing a whole lot of them just before we go to bed, obviously. So by having a routine at night, which calms us down, it can then allow you to achieve a better quality sleep. And, you know, that when we say better quality sleep, it's having a the ability to try and fall asleep quite easily, and then B, also stay asleep. So often we talk about getting a going to bed at the same time and trying to fall asleep, but ideally we want to be also staying asleep for a long period of time in the night, not waking up frequently. So yes, you can go to bed at 10 p.m. and get up at 6 p.m. but 6 a.m. sorry, 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. But ideally, you want to be staying asleep for those 8 hours, not waking up 5-6 times a night. That's not high quality sleep. Yes, you've had the same duration technically from 10 to 6, but it hasn't been a deep, high quality sleep. So again, this bedtime routine can also help that. So what happens is when we're trying to be tired at night, we want that feeling, when you go to bed and your eyes get heavy, you start to struggle to keep them open. That's a good thing. We want that to be happening at night. And if you're going at, say, wanting to go to bed at 9 and you're super stimulated, you're not going to be getting that feeling of having your eyes heavy. And that's normally a sign of melatonin production. Melatonin has that feeling of kind of that heavy eye feeling, and that heavy eye feeling where you can barely keep your eyes open, that's positive for creating good sleep. So what we want to do is try and set ourselves up to be in a position where we can start to doze off. Okay, so a lot of this starts basically just at night. Let's say you want to go to bed at 10 p.m. It could start around about 8 p.m. So at 8 p.m., for example, a couple of hours before you go to bed, what you should do or what you could do is potentially get off your phone at night. So doing this can do a couple of things. So number one, even though a lot of phones these days have this, but things like obviously the blue light on your phone, that blue light when you're on your phone, scrolling your phone, basically helps stimulate your brain to think, daylight. It makes you feel awake. So this is why phones these days have nighttime mode. And that nighttime mode, I think, is more of like a red light. And that red light helps you to feel not that sense of, hey, it's daytime. So this is why, when we're sleeping outside without lights and, back in the old days, getting to sleep was probably much easier because you're basically going off the sun, and the sun came up early in the day, you jump up, and if the sun went down, obviously that's going to be in a position where you're going to get a deeper sleep. But these days, obviously we've got lights all around us. We've got our phone in our face with the lights and sounds and all that stuff to help do the opposite of promoting a good sleep. So trying to get off your phone just there, or trying to switch to kind of your nighttime mode, is a good thing. But also, obviously, if anyone posts on social media, you know that social media and things like that, news and stuff like that, can be obviously stressful. It's promoted or basically done social media to keep your attention, and you get signs and signals and all this stuff that there's a lot of news coming into your brain at night. What we want to do is try and detach from that. So getting off social media really late at night can be a really good thing to try and manage those stress hormones, which is something I need to do better at. And then this kind of can start the relaxing process. No, you don't have to then go, hey, I can't watch any TV. So you might watch TV, watch a show from 8 to 9 or whatever with your partner or yourself or whatever. And then at 9, you might then, and you keep to this structure. So you're off your phone from 8 to 9, just watching some TV. Yes, it's not necessarily the world's greatest perfect thing, but it can be somewhat more relaxing and detaching, say, from your phone. And then at 9 o'clock, this might where you might go and have a shower before bed, or you have a routine where, say, for example, you go have a shower, a nice warm shower. You basically repeat this process. Your body starts to get used to this process. And this is important because it starts to segment. You get your body on a rhythm that, hey, at 9 o'clock, I'm going to start to have a shower. I'm going to relax. You have a shower, and then say at 9:15, here you might then do something to further help drill in more of a calming state in your body. So we're trying to lower our stress hormones. So here, something like, depends on the person. People like doing their meditation for 5, 10, 15 minutes here. You might then, or you might be a person who just prefers to call something like breathing techniques. So breathing techniques, we're just trying to slow our heart rate, trying to relax, try to deep breathing. And just doing this, even a couple minutes, can help, again, promote more of that calming state within our body. After this, it might be 8:30, and then you go, I'm going to read a book. So at 8:30, before you want to go to bed at 9, you grab a book and you start reading. You've already had your shower. You've been off your phone for a couple of hours. you've done your breathing technique, so you should be feeling nice and relaxed and chilled. And then you read a book. And what happens when you're reading? I'm sure a lot of you know who read is, again, it's going to help kind of promote that heavy eye feeling, that somewhat tired feeling. So something I like to say to clients is, once you start to really get that heavy eye feeling, you can obviously push through and try to read, but it's also probably a good sign that, hey, 10, 15 minutes in, I'm getting really tired. Let's put the book away. Let's turn off the light and try to go to sleep, because you're in a great state basically where you're starting to doze off. Now you want to use this to go to bed. But what the often people make the mistake is they're starting to doze off, they're falling asleep, and then they put the book away, and instead of turning the light off going to sleep, they then grab their phone and then quickly scroll for 10, 15, 30 minutes on social media. And what's that doing? It's then sending you those stress signals again. So it's basically doing the opposite of what we've just been doing. We've spent the last 60, 90 minutes trying to calm ourselves down, trying to detach. So ideally, again, when you've done all the right things, you're starting to doze off, try not to reach and grab for that phone. Try to let it just sit down, leave it. It's going to be fine. There's nothing that important there until you can look at the next day. Try to just let yourself go to bed and switch off the light and try and just fall asleep. Now, let's say at 9 o'clock, you're a person who hasn't yet totally fallen asleep. You're not dozing off. Then still try to put the book away and close your eyes and try to relax and go to sleep. Try to keep to that schedule. And initially, this can be quite hard, but over time, it gets easier and easier and easier as your body gets used to this schedule. It basically knows it. You know, at 8 o'clock, I'm starting to relax because I'm going to have my nice, relaxing, warm shower. I'm going to start doing my breathing techniques. And the more you drill this routine in, just like, you know, going to the gym and all these things, it becomes more of a habit and your body adjusts. And the final thing that can actually help this to help a good sleep is also then getting up in this morning at the same time. So waking up in the morning at the same time can play a huge role in then also allowing you to go to sleep the same time. Okay. So this is where try and set an alarm so you're getting up at the same time. And you normally know you're in a good place with your sleep, especially in the morning, is that, let's say your alarm is meant to go off at 6. I know my sleep's in a really good place where each morning I wake up, say 5:50 or 5:55. I wake up, I'm awake, and my alarm hasn't gone off, but it's just about to go off. And then as soon as it goes off, I'm awake and I'm not feeling like a train's hit me. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling energized, and I'm able to just basically jump out of bed. And I jump out of bed and then I feel ready to go. You know, not saying you jump out of bed like you've had heaps of caffeine, but you're jumping out of bed not thinking, oh my God, my life is horrendous. I can't face another day because I'm so tired. You're jumping out of bed feeling pretty good and ready to basically get the day started. And all that kind of goes back to, something that you can do to really help that feeling of jumping out of bed feeling ready is just going backwards and starting the day off right by doing that sleep routine, that bedtime routine where you finish that day right. So finishing the day right the day before can then help you crush the next day. So it's nothing too crazy. It's about, again, trying to lower those stress hormones at night, trying to get some structure to what you're doing. So you start to become a structure where you don't even have to think about it. You just know, all right, I'm going to get off my phone. You know, I'm going to have a shower at the same time. You know, I'm going to do my breathing techniques. I'm going to read, et cetera, et cetera. It just becomes like clockwork and you stick to it. And the best thing is that when you start to stick to that, not only does it become just a habit, but your body starts to adjust and it starts to get used to your eyes getting heavier at this stage. And again, as I said, by waking up the same time in the morning, this further will help drill this in to allowing you, again, more restoration. So you're having a good sleep and a lot of that good sleep and also sleep quality. Remember, sleep quality means trying to stay asleep for the majority of the night, high sleep quality. This comes back to both ends of the spectrum, trying to go to bed at the same time and trying to wake up the same time and having structure to our day. So I hope that helps, guys. Remember, my brand new 8-week challenge is here. So please come be a part of it, the Phoenix Method. I'm sure you guys will love it. And if you enjoyed this podcast, make sure you share it, guys, and tell all your friends about my podcast. Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.